WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. If you're tired of feeling like your emotions are hijacking your financial decisions, like that impulsive online shopping spree fueled by boredom, or letting fear hold you back from investing, then buckle up, because today's episode is going to be a game changer. We're diving deep into the intersection of Stoicism and personal finance. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't that all about Stoic phases and ancient philosophers? Hold on. This isn't your grandpa's philosophy class. We're talking about practical, actionable strategies to build financial resilience and navigate the roller coaster of markets with a cool head. Trust me, this stuff works. Think of Stoicism like your personal financial bodyguard, helping you make smart decisions even when emotions are running high. So, how does Stoicism actually improve your financial health? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Control your emotions. Master your money. Ever notice how fear and greed can lead to some pretty disastrous financial decisions? Hack selling at the bottom of a market dip or pouring your entire savings into the latest get-rich-quick scheme. Sounds familiar? Well, Stoicism teaches us to observe our emotions without letting them control us. It's about recognizing those impulses, hey, there's that fear creeping in again, and then choosing a rational response instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore, powerful but temporary. A Stoic understands this ebb and flow and doesn't get swept away by the tide. Instead, they ride the waves with composure and make deliberate decisions based on logic and reason. 2. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, right? Market fluctuations, global pandemics, unexpected expenses. Those are all outside of our circle of influence. But what we can control is our mindset, our actions, and how we respond to those uncontrollable events. Stoicism encourages us to focus on what's within our power, budgeting wisely, diversifying investments, learning about personal finance, things that actually make a difference in the long run. 3. Practice delayed gratification. Instant gratification is everywhere these days. We swipe for food delivery, binge-watch entire seasons of shows, and get notifications every minute. But Stoicism reminds us that true fulfillment often comes from delayed gratification. Instead of splurging on that luxury item right now, consider investing in your future self. Save for retirement, pay off debt, or build an emergency fund. These are investments that will pay dividends for years to come. 4. Cultivate a long-term perspective. The stock market may go up and down, real estate prices might fluctuate, but true financial success is built on a foundation of long-term thinking. Stoicism teaches us to be patient and persistent, like planting a seed and nurturing it over time until it blossoms into a strong tree. Don't get discouraged by short-term setbacks or compare your progress to others. Focus on building sustainable habits and making consistent choices that align with your goals. 5. Find meaning beyond money. Ultimately, Stoicism is about living a fulfilling life, not just accumulating wealth. True happiness comes from finding meaning and purpose in our work, relationships, and contributions to the world. Remember, money can be a tool for achieving your goals and enhancing your quality of life, but it shouldn't be the sole measure of your success or happiness. Now imagine this. You're scrolling through social media, seeing all these influencers flaunting their lavish lifestyles and feeling that familiar pang of envy. But instead of getting swept up in comparisonitis, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that true wealth comes from within, and focus on the things you can control: your budget, your investments, your mindset. You decide to use that envy as motivation to learn more about personal finance, create a plan for achieving your goals, and ultimately build a life of greater meaning and fulfillment. That's the power of Stoicism. It's not about suppressing your emotions or becoming a cold, emotionless robot. It's about developing the mental tools to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace, clarity, and resilience, especially when it comes to your financial well-being. Ready to take control? Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message. Leave a review if you found it helpful. And most importantly, remember, you've got this. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep building that unshakable stoic mind gym.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.